Proudly playing real country music for the great folks in Oak Grove, Lexington, Wellington, and Raytown. We are Real Country, 1030 AM, KCWJ, Blue Springs, Kansas City.
Welcome to Hour 2, the Missouri Hour of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans, and welcome to Week 8. Coach, we're 1 week into October, and it's Week 8 of the Missouri side.
One thing about when you get to this point in the season, you realize how important your quarterback is to your program. Those teams with 7 wins and 6 wins, they've got a difference maker or game manager at quarterback. That's for sure.
Or a healthy guy who's been there and knows what he's doing. And you want to keep him upright, because a quarterback injury right now, there's not much time to get someone else up and ready to go. So you got to hope you have the depth, but you also hope you never have to use it if you've got a really good quarterback. All right, let's go ahead and give you a rundown of our Missouri Hour this week. We're going to talk about all the games around the metro and surrounding areas here in just in our first segment. Our next segment, we'll talk with our own Cole Young. He's going to be out at Blue Springs, out at Blue Springs, one of our REMAX Big Three games. Coach, you know, a few weeks ago, this didn't look as good as it does now, but both these teams are playing pretty well.
But you've seen a lot of these games, and you know this game is classic, and who knows what's going to happen in the game. That's why they play the game on Friday night.
Yeah, and you never know who wins, and sometimes you win, and the other team goes on and wins a state title. That's happened before. 2011, Blue Springs South, the last team to beat them was Blue Springs. Okay, our third segment, we're going to talk with Lafayette County Coach Steve Cook. He is hosting a REMAX Big 3 game with Lexington. Both teams 7-0, really good Class 2 game, both ranked in Class 2, both in their district, 1-2 in their district. A lot on the line at Lafayette County out in Higginsville.
And this will have some impact on the district, right?
Yeah, it will, definitely. Basically, whoever wins this has got the inside track to that number one seed. So it's probably game one of two. And if Lafayette County wins it, they've got a good chance of playing this game a second time at their place. If Lexington win it, they'll bring it back to their place. So Lexington's won 2 in a row, and I think Lafayette County's ready for them. We'll talk more about that game with Coach Cook and also more in our picks. We'll also talk in our third segment with William Chrisman Coach Matt Perry. Man, they had a great year last year, 8-2. Two losses to Fort Osage, and that's who they've got this week. And I know they've got two losses already this year, but I know they definitely are probably primed for that game. William Chrisman, Fort Osage, our last REMAX Big 3 game.
This is a game that this can be interesting to see how Fort Osage responds to the challenge. Chrisman's a good football team.
Yep, no doubt. Our final segment, we'll talk with our own Nick McCabe, talk a little Simone Awards as we get closer and closer to that time of year, and also do our Belafonte picks with the pros. Well, Coach, some good games on the Missouri side this week. And you know, one game, and we're going to talk a little more about this with Cole Young, CBC at Rockhurst. This is a good contest for both squads as they go and play and get ready to go. And they, you know, the next time these two teams, if they were ever to meet, would be in a state championship game. But CBC is the number one ranked team. Rockhurst is sitting around, you know, 6, 7, 8. They've kind of bounced around each week depending on how they've played. Last year, this was a close game at CBC. CBC wins. This year, it's back here. Rockhurst is starting to come out of an early season, not slumping, where they weren't playing as well, weren't scoring as many points. This is a big game for Rockhurst and CBC.
The offensive line of Rockhurst is very, very talented, and they're very high on that group. It'll be interesting to see how they match up. This is a game that's going to tell everybody in the metro a little bit about Class 6, because we'll find out just how good CBC is.
Yeah, it's one of those few times we get to see what the St. Louis schools do, so it's a good one there. Chillicothe-Smithville, we'll talk more about that game in picks, but that's probably the MEC title, Midland Empire title, is on the line there.
It's going to be a great one. It's at Smithville.
Smithville has scheduled gotten some good games at home this year, and that's been a – hey, I don't know if they – it doesn't matter where they play because they've been beating everybody, but it's good when you got Smithville – or Chillicothe and Maryville back-to-back at home. Grain Valley at Excelsior Springs, hey, that's a good game in the MRBC West. Grain Valley here, after beating Harrisonville last week, if they can get the win here, they're in pretty good shape to win the conference. Excelsior Springs, if they get the win here – boy, that really just puts everybody in play almost in the MRVC West.
And the Excelsior Springs quarterback is extremely good. Grain Valley is undefeated in the conference right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the last year this time they were doing the same thing, so this is going to be a good one in the MRVC West. Harrisonville, Oak Grove, another one. Oak Grove has kind of been all over the board. Harrisonville has been up and down at times, too. They're coming off that loss to Grain Valley. they can't just look past Oak Grove and think about things coming. They've got to take care of their business. If you're Oak Grove, this is a spot for you to make a move and make a good win here, because a win over Harrisonville gets you bonus points in your district and really, you know, throws that conference into chaos even more.
Not very many years when these two teams have played, their combined record's been 7-7.
Yeah, not very much. Okay, Kearney Staley, that's a big game. We're going to talk a lot more about that game in picks. But that's one right there. Kearney looking to keep that district spot where they're at. Staley, they've got to stay on top of it because they've got Liberty right behind them in their district. So it's definitely a game that both teams want to get. Lathrop at East Buchanan. Lathrop has just kept rolling right along. East Buchanan's having a good season. I don't know if we talk about these teams enough. These are two pretty good football teams. One's in Class 2, Lathrop. One's in Class 1. We're going to be talking more about them down the line, but this is a good KCI game, probably the battle for second place in that league.
Aren't both these teams 6-1?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The winner here, really, with Penny, I mean, we're looking at probably a three-way tie possibly, depending on how it goes. I mean, let's say you got to win this game. If you're Lathrop, you've got a good shot of winning the league. But, man, East Buchanan, Lathrop, Penny, and even Lawson, who's got a few losses in there, really good teams at the top half of that league.
That's right, and Lathrop's also in the chase, right?
Yeah. Liberty North at Park Hill, Coach. Liberty North starting to show some signs of life here, playing really well. Park Hill, they got to take care of their business. They got Blue Springs South next week. They can't look at Liberty North's record, I think, at this point. They got to know they're playing a Greg Jones team, and this is going to be really well prepared and ready to go.
They will be prepared, and Billy Maples and Darian Clayton have to take the burden.
NOAA, which is a homeschool team from Tulsa, Oklahoma, is playing Pembroke Hill. Pembroke Hill, hey, 7-0 win last week. Ugly, but they got the job done, looking to go to 7-1 here, Coach. Sam Canopic, you know, they don't have the toughest schedule, but that's one of the better seasons they've had in a long time out at Pembroke Hill.
They have a great running back, and 6-1. It doesn't make any difference whether you're ugly or beautiful. You're 6-1, right?
All right, Park Hill South at Lee Summit North. You know, this is a good spot for Lee Summit North to kind of get a win here. I think Park Hill South has played – they've been kind of hit or miss. But Lee Summit North has got to make sure they're not looking ahead to anything else and take care of business and just go out and get a good solid win here.
And Park Hill South's got a good senior class. This is kind of a senior class versus junior class.
Yeah. Pleasant Hill at Odessa, another MRVC West game. And like I said, this conference is still very much in play for a lot of schools, so you just got to get a win here. No matter if you're Odessa or Pleasant Hill, just go get a win.
Odessa's got to stop. They're on a three-game losing streak. They've got to get that shut down.
Yeah, they start out 4-0. Ray Peck at Lee Summit. Two teams that have not played very well at times this year. Lee Summit had a quarterback go out. That means they're on their third-string quarterback as they went entering the season because they lost their starting quarterback in the summer. These two teams, they've got to find a way to play well and get a win here.
This is a district positioning game, right?
Yes, no doubt. Raytown at St. Joe Central. Well, Raytown's weapons looked good at Kearney last week. They got into a shootout but lost. I think Raytown... they can't be down about what happened at Kearney. They need to go up. St. Joe Central's played better as the season gone on under new coach Andy Ball. But if Raytown wants to be, you know, getting positive things, stay where they're at in their district seating, they've got to go get this win.
They need to rebound.
Yeah. Raytown South at Grandview. One of the more underrated rivalries, and for you personally, it's a big one. And who do you root for in this game, Coach?
You know what? This is a toss-up game. Either team could win.
You coach both those coaches, Jeremy Picard at Grandview and Nick Atkinson.
And they were both great players to coach.
So that's a Harold Walmsgaard's coaching tree game and a rivalry game at that. Ruskin at North Kansas City. North Kansas City has played better. Ruskin's got good athletes. They just haven't been able to take that step forward and be more competitive this year.
You'd like to see them have some success because they're starting to get some stability in their program.
All right, St. Joe Benton at Cameron, kind of the bottom of the MEC here. Both these teams have had a hard time getting wins, Coach.
Cameron, I think, didn't they score for the first time last week?
They've really struggled. Okay, St. Pius is going down to Sedalia Smith-Cotton. Hey, if you're Smith-Cotton and you want to go undefeated, this week against St. Pius and Center are probably your two toughest games the rest of the way.
Center will certainly be tough, and you know Coach Byers will have St. Pius ready to play.
Winnetonka at Platte County. This looks to be all Platte County. I think if you're Platte County, you're probably going to get the win here. Got to stay healthy, get a good win, get your bonus points because districts are really coming up on you right now. You got to take care of your business here.
Exactly. Great. That's exactly what they need to do.
All right. That is our first segment. We took a look at a lot of games there. When we come back, we're going to talk with our own Cole Young, talk a little Blue Springs South, a little Rockhurst as well, and his thoughts on everything that's going on. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like Papa John's Pizza. Right now, all season long, whenever you make an online order, use the promo code PrepsKC to receive 40% off your total full price order. And 10% of what you spend goes towards an equipment grant, which will be won in a contest by one program here in the Metro at the end of the season. So eat, spend money, save money, and maybe make money for your team, all because of Papa John's. And they are the sponsor of the Papa John's Players of the Week. And that is Patrick Conroy from Kearney and Will Swanson from St. Thomas Aquinas. Congratulations to them. Let's go ahead and get back into the football, bringing our own Cole Young. And Cole, you're making the trip out to Blue Springs this week, and you're seeing Blue Springs and Blue Springs South, which a couple weeks into the season didn't look like it was going to be much of a game, but South has really righted the ship the last 3 weeks. Blue Springs had a little rough patch there, went lost two in a row, but they've looked pretty good. These look like two pretty good football teams, and this might be the first of maybe two meetings if the districts shake out right.
Yeah, so this is one of those games that I think, you know, it's a rivalry game, obviously, so that makes everything closer than it probably should be. But I think if you're Blue Springs, you have a lot more to lose than if you're Blue Springs South right now, obviously. I think that this should be a good one because Blue Springs South is playing better. And for me, this is a measuring stick game for Blue Springs South more than anything else. You know, and I think if you're Blue Springs, the last thing you want to do is kind of let Blue Springs South hang around and get a little confidence. Maybe if you play each other, like you said, in the district semifinals or finals.
It's going to be interesting to see whose defense steps up and whether or not Blue Springs South has enough weapons defensively to stop the multiple things that Blue Springs can do.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I saw Blue Springs play earlier in the season against Lee Summit West, and I felt like, you know, probably two of the top running backs in the city were standing on the sidelines for Blue Springs. So it'll be, I'm excited personally to see Blue Springs' offensive attack. I doubt Coach Euler is excited as I am to see it. But it'll be interesting to see what defensively what the Jaguars can do to try to slow down or stop the Wildcats.
Yeah, they've really kind of settled in with that power running game, and then they're play actioning off it really well. And if they're moving straight ahead with that running game, I think they're going to be tough. That being said, you saw Blue Springs South a couple weeks ago against Ray Peck. Their offense is explosive, which is, you know, there have been years where they had that, but this is really a new offense that they've run. And what did you see out of them against Ray Peck?
You know, what I see is a good high school offense. They don't have any real super. They have some, you know, some talent, but they don't have any superstars. And honestly, that's kind of what you almost want with a high school offense. They got a lot of different weapons. Nobody they're featuring. Nobody they feel like they have to try to get touches for or anything. You know, their balance was the thing I noticed. I kind of expected them to throw more than they did. But, you know, they had a good running attack too. So it was that's the kind of balance that can help you this time of year and into the playoffs.
And I think their offense has gotten consistently better from week one up through week seven. I think offensively they're playing their best football right now. So, and that's good. And their quarterback's done some good things in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you know what Coach Willie told me after they beat Ray Peck, which is, you know, the most important thing is they got a win. I believe it was in that crossover series with Missouri and Kansas. He said once we had a little confidence, he said our practices got better too, because all of a sudden, you know, you win, you're happier, you're practicing better, and better practices lead to better games. And you know, they've really just kind of been on an upward trend since then.
Well, and one thing that is interesting is it really kind of started in that game against Staley. And they hung 37 on Staley, which not a lot of teams have done. And that was kind of like was that just, you know, on the twos and Staley wasn't. But now they backed it up the last few weeks with just 40 points, 40 points, 40 points, and made it look easy. Heck, last week against Lee Summit, they blew Lee Summit out of the place in like a quarter and a half.
Right, and that's what I think Blue Springs South has to their advantage is, I mean, for as good of a team as Blue Springs is, they're not an offense that's built to score 50 or 60 points, really. You know, they're kind of a move the turn, it's a yardage, but then you don't see them breaking off the 60, 70-yard touchdown runs, where if Blue Springs South's going to, you know, compete and potentially beat Blue Springs, they're going to have a big play.
Let me ask both of you this question. If it ends up to be a shootout, who do you think has the advantage?
Cole, I'll let you go first.
If it's a game within 7 points, Blue Springs South has the advantage, because Blue Springs has to be thinking, we're 21, we're 28 points better than these guys, maybe. And you let a little doubt creep in your mind, you let a kind of a close game, and you know the underdog I think has the advantage.
Yeah, I think the closer this game goes, and if it's a low scoring close game, I like Blue Springs in that game, just because I think their defense is used. They were in that game with Rockhurst, and they're not going to press. You know, offensively they're not going to press because they're only scoring 14 or 21 points. But if it's back and forth, that puts a pressure on that Blue Springs offense to score points that they haven't scored. And not saying that they can't score, because we've seen when Blue Springs is good, they put points on the board. But their defense has really been the rock-solid part for them most of the season. The offense has not been dynamic. It's been physical and big, but it hasn't been dynamic like Blue Springs South has been the last few weeks. And they've got, you know, they got Swanigan and Frost and Terry, and they got another running back, and Brody Parker, the quarterback. So they've got some weapons. And like you said, like Cole, I thought you brought up a good point. They don't have a Mario Goodrich or a Ronnie Bell or you know, a Tanner Clarkson at quarterback, or one of those guys you'd say, oh, he's the best at his position or in the top two or three at his position. But they've got four guys who are maybe in the top 10 at their position, don't you think?
Right. Yeah, I think that's the matchup advantage. If Blue Springs South does have an advantage in that, it's, you know, our number three receiver is better than your number three cornerback. I mean, they don't have one of the top three players on the game probably, but they might have 4 through 8 kind of thing.
Yeah, that's definitely where it's going to come down to. Well, as you look at some other things around, you got to see, I want to talk to you real quick, you got to see Rockers play Pomona from Arvada, Colorado last week. And what did you think about that game, and how does Rockers play? And they got a big one with CBC tonight. I know it's kind of an hour out of area school, but I just want to touch on that real quick. They got a big one. They've got them at Rockers.
Yeah, I think, you know, I kind of talked around to some people at Rockers just kind of saying, you know, this is the best Rockers have looked all year, right? And they're like, oh, my gosh, yes, they're finally clicking. And they are. I mean, Rockers, they pass it, you know, the eyeball test so much. They're huge up front. I mean, they got a 6'7" and a 6'9" tackle. And, you know, they got Derek Green, who's kind of coming into his own as a quarterback. And, you know, McCandless is a great running back. And I think, honestly, especially if Rockers can get a win this week, They're going to be flying high and have confidence, and I don't think there's anybody in their district that's going to want to see them right now.
Cole, when you saw Pomona, did they remind you of anybody that from here in the metro?
If they reminded me of anyone, their skill players, they had the skill players of Lee Summit West. I mean, they had speed-wise. I mean, they were lightning fast. They had good speed. They had a running back who's going to Washington State. And they had a wide receiver who, I mean, simply just got behind Rockhurst guys three times. And there was no other, he just outran them. So, I mean, they're probably on the Lee Summit West scale, I would say, as far as talent. I mean, they're a team that, to break down the Pomona, in Class 5, which is basically the Class 6 in Colorado, they've been in the finals the last 2 years and have lost. You know, and their athletic group is saying, we can't find anybody to play us locally, so they're going all around the country to play. So it's a good program.
Well, it was definitely a good test for Rockhurst, and like I said, they got a big one with CBC. We'll be following along with that one in live scores and such tonight. So have fun out at Blue Springs. It's Community Unity Week, so they'll be all holding hands while they watch the game.
I'll wear a purple shirt and maybe some blue pants.
There you go. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Go stand with the administrators. They're all wearing the jackets with the Jaguar and the Wildcat on. All the you'll find the central office people pretty easy on the sidelines. Well, have fun out there, and we'll chat with you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's our own Cole Young. He's going to be out at one of our REMAX Big 3 games, Blue Springs South at Blue Springs. When we come back, we'll talk with Lafayette County Coach Steve Cook and William Chrisman Coach Matt Perry. We listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
This ice cream is good, isn't it?
It sure is, Grandma.
I love vanilla.
Why?
Well, because it makes me think of simpler times.
Yeah, I bet life was a lot easier as a caveman, wasn't it, Grandma?
Yes, yes it was.
Grandma, can I have some more?
No, you've had enough.
Another real sweet moment from Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. On a program like this, wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like BUnion.com. They're sponsor of the BUnion.com Game of the Week. Every week, six games are selected. In the winning game, each school wins $250 courtesy of BUnion.com. Go out to the website or the app and vote today. And if you are interested in the trade unions, it's a great career choice. After high school, go to BUnion.com and learn all about it. We appreciate everything they do for everyone in the metro and for what they do for high school football in Kansas City. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in a coach from one of our REMAX Big Three games, Lafayette County Coach Steve Cook. And Coach, Lexington 7-0, you're 7-0. You guys have been two of the top teams in the league the last few years. You throw Richmond in the mix as well as the last few years. But this is really, I think this is just good classic MRVC football with you two going at it 7-0 in the week seven. You can't ask for much more.
No, you can't. And going against a team that's just right down the road that's being ran the right way, Coach Barkley's doing a great job down there, and he's got a great coaching staff and good kids over there. And it's just one of those deals. It's a good opportunity for the two communities to come together and have fun on Friday night.
Coach, talk to us for just a few minutes about your front seven defensive people and how you feel they match up against Lexington's offensive line, because we know Lexington's probably going to run the football some. And so how do you think your front seven guys are playing right now, and how do you match up with them?
Yeah, Lexington has done an outstanding job in the weight room the last few years. They do a great job with it. They're big, strong, and we feel like, this particular group of young men that we have up front is also big and strong. It's one of the biggest groups up front than we have at our nose. We go about two. Our nose and our interior tackle both go about 275 to, 280, somewhere in there. And, our ends are both 230 plus. So in our front four look. So we feel like we have good size there, and our linebacking core has done a real good job, filling out the box, and has a good nose for the ball. So if we can draw some doubles inside, we feel like our linebacker play is solid, and we can hopefully make a run at stopping a very potent ground game.
Well, I assume that to get that defense or get their offense off the field and get your defense off there quick, because how many of those guys are playing both ways such that if they're out there a long time on defense, they're going to be tired on offense?
Yeah, and that's something that we've been fortunate to be able to do. I know Lexington has some good depth at some of their size positions also. We have a couple sophomore young men that are both 6'2", one of them 6'2", about 280. He's been able to spell some kids in there at times, and another young man with good size, 220 plus, that's able to come in and take some valuable reps, because most of our guys are playing both ways all the time, so to speak. And but Lexington's in a similar position. Their top 15 guys are asked to play a ton of snaps, just like ours are. So two small schools with similar struggles, if you will, that when we just don't have 100 kids to choose from on the sideline, and that's the way it kind of works out.
Coach, talk to us about the advantage that you have, the fact that this game is at your home.
There's no place like home is a pretty good one. We've been fortunate to play well on the road. Over the past 5 or 6 years, we've always been somewhat comfortable going on the road, but it's nice to have them here. If we think back to, we can't get too comfortable with that. They came to our place 2 years ago, and we'd had quite a run of conference wins going. And Lexington came over and got after us on that night. And it's something that, these last two seasons, they've had the upper hand on us at the end of the game. But, we're hopeful this Friday night we can come out and do some things and be able to be on top of the scoreboard.
Well, you guys have put up plenty of points this year. Your defense has played great, but your offense has played equally as well. What do you like about your offensive unit and how they've played this season?
Well, balance. We spoke earlier, a little bit about, we feel like we've got a balanced offense. We do a lot of things out of a tight end set with off-tackle power and option game, to our weak side. But we also have the ability to go spread, and that's all out of a spread wing T set, but we're all still pretty condensed in that set, and then we're able to spring out and go five wide, and we do some things out of run game, and and vertical out of that, but we also have a very potent screen game attack, we feel. And, you know, we're able to keep the defense off balance, and that's no secret to Lexington and what we do game plan-wise. It shows on every video. But that's something we just got to come out and execute in all three phases of our offense, you know, with the run, pass, and the screen game, and try to keep them off balance.
Coach, I don't believe you can be 7-0 without having a really good kicking game. Talk to us a little bit about your kicking game, what advantages you think you have in the kicking game.
Well, yeah. We're pretty decent in the kicking game. We're not going to line up and kick a lot of field goals, but late in our Richmond ball game, we had the upper hand and we're substituting a little bit. We were able to get down in there close, and we weren't looking to score a touchdown necessarily, just trying to get the clock ran out. But we stalled out fourth down around the 28 yard line and ran our first team PAT unit back out there, and we're able to kick the field goal. It was around a 38, 39-yard field goal, so we feel like we have the ability to do that in a crucial situation if we need to, you know, but that's our only attempt there. But our kicker has been able to find touchbacks a few times. Some of our opponents thus far this year have had, of course, their best players back deep in their kickoff return game, so we went directional kicking quite a lot, just trying not to give anybody any momentum back when we get an upper hand. So, you know, we've used a lot of directional things in our kick cover game to try to keep the ball out of playmakers' hands.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Hey, thanks for covering the game, and we appreciate everything you do for the metro area.
Coach Walms, Lafayette County and Lexington, always a great game. They're both undefeated. It's going to be fantastic.
What a great matchup. 7-0. It's going to be a good one. Whose defense steps up the most?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, another great matchup, one of our REMAX Big Three games, is William Crispin and Fort Osage, and we're going to bring in Coach Perry from William Crispin. And, Coach, last year you guys had a fantastic season. Fort Osage got you twice. You guys are right back here again, another good season. Fort Osage is having a good season. I don't really need to think that you guys have to have any kind of anything on the line for it to be a good game when William Crispin and Fort Osage get together. But there's a lot, you know, off of last year and this year, especially with district implications and all that kind of stuff. This is just a game that just is a big game no matter what.
Yeah, you know, it's a big game. Our kids and their kids, you know, we kind of they grew up together. They play Pop Warner together. It's Independence. You know, Fort Osage is some of their kids are rural kids, but a lot of their kids are Independence kids. So our kids know, you know, there's a lot of familiarity with each other, and you know, the fact that they beat us twice last year is our only loss. Is kind of our kids have really been looking for that for a year now.
Coach, what are some of the primary reasons that your defense has been so successful in the first 7 weeks of the season?
Well, we have a pretty good defensive line, you know, led by Daniel Carson, and got some other good kids in there, Isaiah McFall and Novell Williamson and Dom Tawase. Those four guys have been really strong up front, and then our big defensive leader is Amori Thomas. He's a tackling machine. I think he's got he's right at 60 or 70 tackles, and he missed a game, so he's in five or six games. So he's averaging at least 12 or 14 tackles a game. And he's kind of the big reason. And then our secondary has matured. You know, they're all seniors, and everything has kind of fit into place. We had 9 current starters. That's just been the strength of our team.
Well, in the last few weeks, your offense has played pretty well. Are you starting to see that group kind of come together? And how does it help your offense knowing that you have that defense there that, you know, we don't need to go out and score 50? We can just get it done with, 25 or 30 if we need to.
Well, the offense has probably got to start to pick it up, especially last week. They did have a pretty good game. And it kind of starts with the quarterback play. Dawson Hurdle's starting to step up. You know, I had a hard time remembering that he didn't have a lot of experience coming in. He only played parts of the last two seasons on JV and freshman. So his maturity of almost playing the full season now is really starting to it really helping us step up and it is nice to have a defense. Our defense has gave us some great opportunities. They give us a short field a lot. They take the ball away. They just do some things to offenses that we can take chances, and they're gonna be able to hold the line.
Coach, as you've prepared for Fort Osage and if you've watched Fort Osage, what problems does their defense bring to the table tonight for your offense?
Well, they've got a great defensive line as well. They're really big up front. They're physical. You know, they everybody I've watched, their defensive line pushes their offensive line back. So that's going to be, you know, the battle. But it's definitely going to be the battle of the trenches, you know, and it may be raining. So it's really, really going to be a battle of the trenches and see who's going to win up front. You know, that's where their strength is. And then they've got some good kids. Some their edge players tackle really well, and they are really aggressive. And that's kind of where we like to hit it. So, you know, we've got to block those guys. That's just going to be a challenge for us to do.
Well, when they have the ball, I know offensively they've always liked to be balanced, if not a little more on the run game. But Ty Baker's a good young quarterback. What kind of things do you see out of their offense that your defense is going to have to be ready for?
Well, first it starts. They've got a good offensive line as well. And, you know, they do what they do really well. They run the power, and they've got good running backs. And then they've got Ty Baker, who can then complement all that with his ability to throw. His biggest thing is he buys time in the pocket so well. He scrambles around, you know, and then he makes plays by using his feet to then keep things open, and then their kids just find open seams, and then he throws them the ball and gets it to them. And he has no problem throwing it all the way across the field, and somehow he seems to complete it. He does a great job with just making big plays in the passing game by using his feet.
Coach, you talked a few minutes ago about your defensive front people and mentioned one of your defensive players. I believe his last name is McFall. And are you playing him some on offense in short yardage situations and goal line offensive situations?
Yeah, every once in a while. We have a package that we use him in, you know. It's kind of nice to have a kid who's pretty athletic and weighs 300 pounds. So we took a page out of the Chiefs, you know, when they had Don Terry Poe. We handed him the ball a little bit. He had the ball last week twice and scored a touchdown. So we do use him a little bit, but not very much. It's just a small package that we use.
Well, as you get into a game like this, and then really, you know, we're right around the corner from winter go home type situations. The weather is starting to change a little more, and we're starting to get a little more elements out there. How do you feel like your kicking game is playing, especially when you know you're going to be in some close games?
Well, you know, it was terrible at Staley a couple weeks ago, and that's kind of why the score was so lopsided. But we rebounded last week really well. Our kicker, our kicker is doing a great job of with extra points and field goals and kicking off. You know, our punt game hasn't been what it needed to be, especially in our two losses. But we really spent some time with that the last couple weeks trying to make it better, and it has improved. And we've done a couple things. We've got a couple tweaks to maybe help us be better at that. So that's where we're at. You know, it just we had to get better at what we were doing. We've got good athletic kids doing it. It's just, you know, it's going to work out that way. You know, Fort Osage has a great kicker, so that's we have to combat that with our guy.
We talked about the kids knowing each other, and now this is kind of, you know, year two, year three of a turnaround for you guys there at William Chrisman. Are you really seeing the fans buy in? I know that it's just a trip down 24 Highway. It's not that far to go. Are you seeing the fans buy in, expecting a big crowd?
I expect a big crowd. You know, I think that the William Chrisman faithful are really starting. You know, I hear it from them all the time. Oh, I went there, and oh, it's pretty cool to see us be relevant again. So, you know, it is fun to watch that, you know, expectation that things are rolling and that you're going to, you know, that it could be a fun and exciting night.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. We appreciate you taking time with us, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for giving me the call.
All right. That is William Chrisman Coach Matt Perry. When we come back, we'll be joined by Nick McCabe. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Hey guys.
Daddy! Today I went down the slide, not the little one, but the big one, and I saw my friend Amanda from school, and she's spending the night. And Mom said we can have as much ice cream as we want, because Mommy's going out with her friends, and you're in charge. Doesn't that sound like fun, Daddy? I'm so glad you're home.
Whoops, wrong house.
That real sweet moment was made possible by Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Closo, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like KFC. Get on to our site right now. There's a great way to check out the KFC catering program. You can get in touch with Dana at the number listed and at his email address, and he is your one contact for a 15% Preps KC discount on all your catering options for all your meals in the second half. It's a great way to feed your team, your booster club, your big event, the KFC catering program. And again, there's a 15% Preps KC discount. Let's go ahead and get back into the football, bring in our own Nick McCabe. And Nick, we are fast approaching the end of the regular season on the Missouri side, and really winding down the Kansas side too as we get into week six, and some things are starting to take shape. And we had a Simone meeting this week, and you know, things are starting to kind of move forward in that. And the first question everybody asked when we were in the room is, who's the favorite? And I threw out Ivan Webb from Schlegel, and he's halfway home to 3,000 yards. I know that this level of competition at Schlegel maybe isn't what it is everywhere else, but that's a pretty gaudy number.
Yeah, I mean, he's run for more yards than anybody in the city, and has two games less than all those guys on the Missouri side. So,
yeah.
I mean, what he's done so far has certainly been impressive, Cornelius Ruff was impressive last year, was a semifinalist, didn't make, a bunch of noise on the ballots themselves, and but as you pointed out, he had a little bit of a slow end to the season because of some nagging injuries he was battling and stuff, And so, if Ivan Webb can finish strong and continue to do what he's doing and get towards that 3,000-yard mark, he's going to be a guy that's going to be hard to ignore no matter where he plays.
Early in the year, we talked about this being the year of the quarterback, but it seems like there are a certain number of running backs who are kind of surfacing at this time of the year, and all of a sudden maybe some of those quarterbacks are moving back just a little bit.
Yeah, I think, certainly when we were talking about it being a year of the quarterback, Ivan Webb really wasn't anywhere on our radar.
He hadn't even started playing.
But looking at some, what's that?
He hadn't even started playing yet. That's the thing. Billy Maples had thrown nine touchdowns before he'd even
got. You know, it was a great start on the Missouri side for the quarterbacks. And I still think it's maybe going to be a quarterback-heavy final 10 and the finalists. I would be surprised if it wasn't still, you know, at least two and maybe three of the four finalists for the Simone Award being quarterbacks. That just kind of seems to be where the numbers are. But it's a little bit like last year in that, you know, just looking at some numbers from around the city, it seems like the guys with the best numbers are on teams that have not won as many games, or the guys that are the best players on the best teams maybe don't have numbers comparable to some of the best in the city. So it's going to be interesting to see what voters prioritize. Is it a best player on the best team, or is it a guy that comes out and maybe carries his team to a 6 or 7 win season instead of a 9 or 10 win season, but is clearly the best player on his team and kind of had to carry them to that. So I think that's going to be an interesting factor this year to see exactly what the voters prioritize. And you look at Schlegel and Ivan Webb, and he's a guy that's on a team that's undefeated right now and looks like they very well could go undefeated for the regular season, but their competition hasn't been as strong. They're not playing in the EKL or the Sunflower League, so they haven't had to play some of those tougher teams. They've clearly outclassed everyone they've played so far, but it'll be, again, interesting to see how voters kind of factor all that in, and I think it would certainly help him and his cause if they were able to win a couple of games come playoff time.
Well, and I think that's one thing that we talk about, the new playoff system in Kansas. Here it is in its second year. That's going to help Schlegel, and it helps Schlegel. Schlegel got a playoff win. They won in week 9. They lost in week 10. But now if they get a chance to, you know, if they got a chance to be in the number one seed, now they've got a better chance of winning in week 10 and getting to a week 11, which puts his, you know, for individual awards, puts them deeper and in more of the focus, and it helps their program, and that helps their program grow. And that's one of those things I worried when Missouri went to the brackets, that it would hurt the small programs who weren't very good having those mind-numbing losses. But Kansas, you see a situation with going to this, everybody making the playoffs, where it's helping a Schlegel program. The last 2 years, and Coach Williams has done a great job. You know, a lot of times they'd have a player come through or a group come through, and then they'd take that step down. But this is 2 years in a row. And when you've got a guy who ran for 2,000 one year, and then you got another guy who looks like he's running for 3,000 the next, we know there's athletes there, but the kids are coming back out. They're being committed. And that's a testament to Coach Williams and that league trying to get better, and those schools trying to get better, and the Kansas playoff system allowing them a little bit more breathing room and a chance to get better.
Well, you always hear on the college level that it's great to make a bowl game. Not so much for the confidence that you get from playing in a bowl game and being able to the pride that you can take and bump and recruiting and all that stuff. All that is certainly a factor. But just being able to practice for an extra 2 or 3 weeks during bowl season, during December, can be a huge help for a team that's young and trying to build and trying to grow. And I think maybe for Schlegel that was another factor, is they got a couple extra weeks of practice last year, and maybe that's something that they've really used and helped to carry over into this year.
Deion, do you have any statistics on the Free State running back?
I think he's the problem with Free State with Jackson Ean is he's getting touchdowns, but he's not close to 1,000 yards just yet. I think he's probably going to end up being like a 1,200 or 1,300 yard back, but they haven't needed him to run for 200 yards in a game. But I think that he's a guy that I think definitely could be considered, and we talk about running backs. You got Robert Rowey, definitely, and Rowey's a complete player because he's playing defense as well, and I think that's really going to help his chances as we go on, because he's playing 50, 60, 70 snaps at cornerback, and as they keep winning games, a lot of it's because of what he does. But Jackson Ean's the same way. Jackson Ean plays linebacker on that team, and so you see what they do. They get up. They need him on the defensive side as much, so he doesn't get a lot of carries. And, Nick, that's one of those things that I think that this year is going to be one of those years. Those guys who are playing both ways are going to get a lot of looks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a jumbled up pack of guys that are competing and contending for this. And here we are in the first week of October, and I don't have a real sense of for sure who's going to win it. I don't really have a sense of, if you ask me to say who the four finalists were going to be right now, I think that's going to be a very evolving type of thing. So it's hard to say. And And when you have that kind of situation where there's not necessarily, a guy that like Skylar Thompson, take for instance, or somebody like that that is such a clear and heavy favorite, then you do look at maybe some of those other factors, like is that person a two-way player? Is he an impact player on the other side of the ball as well? Those things may absolutely come into play. You know, Evan Babe took advantage of that one year when there wasn't necessarily a clear-cut guy that was a Division I caliber guy or somebody that everybody in the city looked at and goes, okay, that guy is a superstar player. And, for Evan, he was that guy. He was the Division I guy, and he was able to win that award from a position that's ordinarily an offensive lineman, that's ordinarily not a guy that you think of for those individual type awards. And so I think that again may be the case this year, not necessarily an offensive lineman, but maybe where you're right, that second and third factor when you're looking at guys and trying to parse the difference between a guy who ran for 1,300 yards and a guy who ran for 1,350 yards is, well, did this guy also help you on the defensive side of the ball? Is he a well-rounded player? Is he on the field for almost every snap? And there's a couple of guys that absolutely fit into that category.
Yeah, no doubt. Whatever happened to Evan? Oh, that's right. He's a starting guard for the Arizona Cardinals, so I think.
Yeah,
it turned out
that he was probably the best player in the city.
Yeah, he was. Started 4 years in the SEC, and then.
he turned out to be a pretty good player.
He turned out pretty good. Well, hey, Nick, it's going to be a lot of fun talking about this as we go on each week, and looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
Yeah, it's some fun games this week. It's going to be a fun week of football.
Well, Coach, it's always interesting to see how it is. And the years where there's no favorite for that Simone is really what makes it exciting. I think that's a great stretch run to see how things finish up.
And I think the committee just does a great job of going through all those things and considering all the variables.
Well, I appreciate that, and we try, nothing else. And there's always a lot of variables in there, and we try and get the right guys on the list and make sure the votes come down. Well, it's time for our Belfonte Picks with the Pros as we close out every single show. And last week we split, Coach, dead even, both of us 8-2. So this week we're now 3 weeks, 3-3-1 on the tie there. So this week let's see how it goes as we go through another good group of games. Let's start on the Missouri side, Chillicothe at Smithville. Smithville wins here. They pretty much locked down that MEC title. And, boy, they've got to keep winning to keep their district positioning because they are in a brutal district. What do you think, Coach?
This is a great matchup. I think I put the ball in the hands of Isaac Miller several times during the game, right? I'm going to go with Smithville.
I'm going to go with Smithville, too. I liked Chillicothe a few weeks ago more, but last week they seemed to stub their toe a little with Savannah and got themselves in a bit of a shootout and ended up winning that game. But they gave up 34 points to Savannah. Savannah is getting better as the season goes on, but that's still not a very good football team. I really think Smithville could have their way with Chillicothe if things get going. All right, Kearney at Staley. Not a big three game, but a huge game, Coach. I like Staley in this one just because I think their offense is a little more dynamic and their defense is going to be able to slow down that Kearney offense. I think Kearney's offense is getting better and is probably going to be a pretty good Class 4 offense when it comes down to it. Not to say that, but I mean, I think Staley's good enough to win a state championship. Kearney may be good enough to win a state championship, but I think that Kearney's defense will slow down that offense.
Well, Staley's 7-0, and Kearney's won 6 in a row, so this is going to be a great matchup. I think it's going to be Rayburn to Chris. I'm going to go with Staley.
It is a good matchup for the Falcons. All right, first REMAX Big 3 game. William Chrisman at Fort Osage. Chrisman's probably a little angry here, Coach.
Well, they lost twice last year to him, and they've done a good job, and they're 5-2. But you're at the Fort. I'm going to go with Fort Osage.
I'm going to go with Fort Osage as well. They really do a good job, and they did a good job last year. Now, Chrisman's defense is better, I think, than the defense they had last year, but Fort Osage is really a balanced team, and I don't think they're going to be in very good mood after losing the way they did to Lee Summit West last week when they had a 9-0 lead and then that got outscored 39-0.
And Ty Baker's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He'll take care of his business.
All right, another REMAX Big 3 game, Lexington at Lafayette County, and MRVC East matchup, a big district matchup, a lot on the line here. Both teams are 7-0. Coach, I just got a feeling Lafayette County is going to flip the switch on them. They've lost the last 2 years to Lexington. I think they're going to get it done, and I think it's going to be a tough battle. They're going to slow that running game of Lexington down, but I like Lafayette County.
You know what? I'm going to go opposite with you on that game. I'm going to go with Lexington. I think they're going to control the ball and control the clock, and they're going to keep Lafayette's offense off the field. I'm going to go with Lexington.
All right, our last REMAX Big 3 game on the Missouri side, Blue Springs South at Blue Springs. Coach, what do you think about this? This is a great game usually. There's been very few blowouts in this series. Usually if there is a blowout in the series, it tends to happen in the postseason. Usually one team has just kind of gotten better than the other, but I think this is going to be an interesting game.
I think Blue Springs is starting to reach their full potential. I think we kind of expected a lot from them, and a lot was expected from them. I think they'll play their good game tonight. I'm going to go with Blue Springs.
I'm going to go with Blue Springs as well. It's not going to make me very popular in my own house. It will make me popular with my mother. So I will take that one this year. But generally, here's the word. If I go one way on this game, a lot of times back in my examiner days, the game went the other way. So beware if you're following my lead on the picks. Okay, let's jump over to the Kansas side. Blue Valley Southwest at Blue Valley. Coach, Blue Valley's got two losses, which is more than they've had in the last couple seasons. But they're a team that really rallied back. You saw them last week. They're hosting a Blue Valley Southwest team that can really score. Their defense is going to be tested a second week in a row.
They are, and their secondary is going to have to come through. That quarterback from Blue Valley Southwest is a good one. That offensive line has to protect him. But I'm going to go with Blue Valley.
I like Blue Valley Southwest. I feel like maybe if they can get this into a shootout, they can do it because I think their offense is pretty talented. Nick Allen and Will Eldridge, what a great combo. Will Eldridge is having a fantastic year quarterback for Blue Valley Southwest. Anthony York, that team, what we saw at the end of last season when they surprised a couple people, they have carried that over into this year, and I think this will be their first ever win over Blue Valley. Okay, Olathe South at Lawrence. This game, to me, Coach, I just look at it and I go, man, is it going to be Lawrence's offense, or is Olathe South's defense going to turn this into a low-scoring game? And I think Lawrence's defense can be scored on if Olathe South's offense can hold out. But I think Lawrence will get enough out of Quentin Jackson and that offense to get the win. I like Lawrence.
Yeah, I do too. I think Lawrence's offensive skill people will be the difference. And you know Coach Wedd is trying to get that defense to play better. They're going to have to play better. But I'm going to go with Lawrence also.
All right, first REMAX Big 3 game, Paola at Bonner Springs. Coach, I like Paola in this game, but you know what? I really enjoyed talking with Coach Edie, and I think that program is really on the upswing. This could be a game that's a really good game for the next few years, but I think Paola right now, a little more physical up front. Man, Bonner's got some speed kids. That's going to be interesting to see how Paola handles those guys, but I like Paola this week.
And I think it's going to be interesting to see how Bonner handles their success after last week, after that win over Baser. I'm going to go with Paola also.
All right, Shawnee Mission East at Olathe East, another REMAX Big 3 game. I like Olathe East, but Coach is saying they've got some injuries, but Shawnee Mission East is looking really good. Shawnee Mission East has done a good job in the last few years of taking care of the business in the games. They may lose some 50-50s, but in the games they should win, they win, Coach.
They do, and they do their thing as well as it can possibly be done. They play great defense. They run to the football. I'm going to go with Shawnee Mission East also.
All right, our last one here, St. James at Aquinas. Coach, I wanted to pick St. James in this, but I'm going to go with Aquinas. I just think that experience in the big game will help them out.
I think it will too. I'm going to go with Aquinas. I think their balance on offense is a key.
All right, that's our show for this week. Preps KC's Football Friday Night. Remember, on the app, on PrepsKC.com, and on YouTube, we have our YouTube live show tonight about 11:15. We bumped it back a little so we can get a little more in there after that. And also on Fox 4's Hy-Vee Prep Report, we'll be talking about all of that as well. All right, you're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night has also been brought to you by REMAX, KFC, Belfonte Ice Cream and Dairy Foods Company, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Stay tuned for the Vision Sports Radio High School Football Game of the Week here on 1030 AM KCWJ.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.